From Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Heath Kazire reading Mind Games by Alan Brudner. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. To explain how my son Skyler's life came to depend on a computer program, I have to take you back about 7 years. My wife was alive back then. Sky was a whiz kid with a year to go in high school, and the richest man in the world was just a smiling, eyeglassed face I often saw on the business and news shows about how computer nerds have come to rule the world. It all started, like many brilliant ideas, and a hell of a lot of lousy ones, I guess, with desperation. In our case, a need to pay for Sky's college education. Our son was creative, like Eliza, but he was also practical, quantitative, had logical reasoning ability far greater than mine. I don't want to sound like an overly proud father, but the truth is, Sky was a genius. We knew it from a young age, but it wasn't until he was a teenager with a perfect 1600 SAT score that I realized the economic impact of what that meant. He was bound to be admitted to a prestigious private college, an Ivy, and we somehow had to finance it. Needless to say, Eliza came up with a unique plan. She always did.
Forbes says Avery Cord is worth $70 billion, Cliff,
my wife had said that morning a long time ago, looking up from the annual Richest People issue that sat next to her coffee mug on the kitchen table. She often woke up at the crack of dawn.
That's buh, not muh. Buh-illion. He'll make more in interest before noon today than we'll earn during the rest of our lives.
Step on more bodies, too. We may not be rich, Lizzie, but...